Moving Forward, Truth and Reconciliation. For 1 week in September 2013, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC for short, came to Vancouver. The purpose of the TRC is to listen to and document the experiences of Indian residential school survivors and create a public record of these experiences and their effects on Aboriginal individuals, families, and communities. This process gives Indian residential school survivors an opportunity to share their stories, to have their stories formally heard and formally acknowledged. It also gives younger generations of Aboriginal people and other Canadians a chance to learn more about the Indian residential school system and its devastating impacts. This is the truth part of the TRC, and it is hoped that once this truth is shared and understood, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people in Canada can begin to move toward reconciliation. The TRC event in Vancouver was held at the Pacific National Exhibition, or PNE, which is a large exhibition grounds that includes many large buildings. One of these buildings housed the Learning Place, a large open area where people could find out more about the Indian residential school system. Here, people could read large educational displays and talk to representatives from the many organizations that are trying to teach the public about this piece of Canada's history. There were maps of where the Indian residential schools were, pictures of some of the schools and the children who attended them, and pamphlets that explain the history. There were also films and documentaries and art exhibits. In another large building, hundreds of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people sat silently in a large room and listened while individual survivors shared their experience of attending Indian residential school and talked about the impacts that that experience had had on the rest of their lives. Many of these survivor statements or stories included painful memories, but they were also filled with descriptions of personal strength and triumph. While the speakers talked, audience members listened respectfully, and when they finished, the audience stood and showed their heartfelt appreciation and support by clapping and cheering. There were many tears, many hugs, and many words of thanks shared between the survivors and the audience members. It was an opportunity for the survivors to share their stories, to be acknowledged and to be supported, and it was an opportunity for the public to hear firsthand just what it meant to attend an Indian residential school. The Learning Place and statement gathering sessions were open to the public every day, but there were also many specific events that took place during the week. One of these events was the All Nations Canoe Gathering in False Creek on September 17th. Members of numerous different First Nations, along with Indian residential school survivors, paddled large cedar dugout canoes from Vanier Park to Science World and were welcomed in a traditional ceremony to the Coast Salish lands. This journey was a formal way for the visiting First Nations people to recognize the Coast Salish people as their hosts during the TRC event. It was also a formal way for the Coast Salish people to recognize, welcome, and honor the survivors who were coming to tell their stories. Another event that took place during the Vancouver TRC event was Education Day. On this day, 5,000 school children from all over BC and their teachers came to the PNE to learn about the Indian residential school system and its impacts. Along with viewing the educational materials and films found in the Learning Place, the students also took part in a variety of educational activities specifically designed for them. But perhaps one of the most powerful and inspirational events that happened during the TRC event took place on the final day. On a very cold, rainy September 22nd, tens of thousands of people participated in the Reconciliation Walk. Under thick coats and colorful umbrellas, thousands of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people marched through the streets of downtown Vancouver for hours to show their support for the thousands of Aboriginal people who were forced to attend Indian residential school. Organized by Chief Dr. Robert Joseph and his daughter Karen Joseph, the walk was intended as a healing journey between Aboriginal peoples and all Canadians, a way to acknowledge the problems of the past and find a new way to move forward. It was a walk for reconciliation, and it was a walk for peace.